shoes first. And the ground will be in from school and I give it as Oliver.
My darling.
The ground will be in from school and I give it as... You will?
More over again.
Do you want to go outside with Oliver just now?
More over now.
Good girl. Want me to put on your coat? And hat?
Clever girl.
Mom!
Oliver's laid down and I don't think so because you joked Oliver one day before. And Daddy said no. You mustn't put on Oliver's knees. You only put on his knee to be good. Now, sweetie. Would you like a drinkie? Would you like some water? Some coca?
No!
Why? Look. And we'll get one ready for Bob. Did you get your tooth tablet today? Tooth tablet?
A tablet.
There's your piggy. Do you want another super tent?
My.
This one?
Snowman!
Grant's one ready because Mummy forgot to give him one before he went to school. Which colour would you like? Pink one? Pink one? Grant said they have a nice flavour, the pink ones. Pink one for Gar. He'll be home in a few minutes. No, that's Grant's, darling. You can only have one. They're dangerous. Good for your teeth, but your teeth are nice and strong. And if you have a super Ted tablet today,
you have
vitamin pills, Caco. Okay.
Here you go. Snowman, go. Hey.
Snowman, yes. Here's a lovely snowman. Point to Snowman's nose for Mummy. Where's his nose?
Nose.
He's got a carrot for a nose. And big leaves like, I don't know what they are.
Go.
Big leaves for eyebrows. And he's on a lovely green and orange scarf, a stripy scarf. You need to care what your lovely dress. Okay? I'm going to put Grant's tablet up here. Oh, would you like some milk? Drink some milk, ladies? Want some milk?
It's too early for you to eat. Good boy.
Clever boy. Drink your milk. Working late. You'll be in about 9 o'clock. So we'll have our tea about maybe 5:30. And just you and Mummy and Grant.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
Grant likes riding drop soon. Ollie, I'm trying to smell darling. Mummy get you a coat. Clever girl, Mummy's best to open the door for Grant. Snow baby, darling. She looks like a snow baby. Grant, it's not tonight. It's May the 8th. The 8th of May. You're singing for the boys' brigade.
No, no, no.
I had to phone Mrs. Reverend's wife, and she said, I couldn't tell you what she said. Phone. So I phoned Mrs.
I eventually got through to her. Then I'd phone the prison to tell Daddy because he was going to come in and, come in early and then go back to work, Grant.
Mummy!
So I said there was some display, Grant. There would be a display. Leave Mummy just now, Annabelle. Mummy will fall out.
It's so cold. Please, I'll need a snack.
Mummy!
Your hands are absolutely blue, Grant.
I
had a lovely time and she said, well, tell Grant. She said he can have a reprieve. She said it's May the 8th. And she said, she probably heard me say it was Friday. And naturally thought it was this Friday. So I had to phone the receptionist at Daddy's work. So she was going to pass on the message to Daddy. Just to tell him just to work late as usual, Grant, rather than come in at tea time and then go back to work again. So can Mummy take your coat down?
Go get on.
Yes! Saturday morning? Or fairly busy?
That was just normal for a second.
Yes.
Mum, can I quit, can I?
Put the car in.
Yes, you can. Just wait a minute for Mummy.
Just now he's busy, so.
Listen to Daddy.
So I've got to go back. They're going to phone me up and tell me when it's ready. So.
Of course.
It's a mess.
So you put it in at quarter to one? 10 to 1?
Yeah,
we'll go. So last week, when did you put it in? Monday?
Monday
initially.
Monday night.
No, it was supposed to go in Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then
didn't
have the
bar.
Cowboys and
then
Tuesday.
Did they get back
on
Tuesday?
Yeah. That's right, Tuesday
I
night.
Tuesday. Just same as it was before. So, then I get better job with
this. Mom, so did they think it might need a new clock? Or was it just build it on there when you went to the hotel last night?
Not a clock.
Mom! Made it juggery recently.
I'm not sure.
Was it made of juggery, no?
Mum!
Yes, darling. You can play cowboys and Indians. Of course you can.
It's not the...
Can I play cowboys and Indians? Cowboys and Indians.
Yes, you can.
I've got my belt. I've got my...
That's Lee's gun.
I've got my weather. I've got my...
wooden gun. That's lovely.
I've got my weather shoes. I've got my cowboy shirt. I've got my horse. I've got the... one to catch. I've got the rope.
Your American pie.
I've got in one pocket I've got rope to catch people and to climb and in another pocket I've got the rope to tie up my horse. There's a blackbird there. I'm gonna shoot it.
There used to be a song in television drama.
Cowboys and Indians,
right, hang on with you, Sheriff. You're under arrest. You're under arrest for having shot that man. So you're my prisoner now and they put you in jail. So hands up.
Thank you.
horses there.
It says
the traffic warden will come along and book you for parking.
There's no traffic wardens.
There is. There's horse traffic wardens.
The last time Grant went up to Mum's, Lee and Thompson taught him how to use a hoe.
That's not the one.
It was quite good actually. He did it in the stairs on the banister. Bobby, did you see Myra last night? And you
were in the hotel? Look!
Well.
And how is she?
She's alright, yes. No complaining about their telephone bill, it was 30 something pounds.
Alexander Street very, very fast and then jumped into Daddy's back. They could have.
Bumped into
the back of the car.
Your
scored
1,339 grand.
Yeah.
I was not.
You got the computer to play for you.
Yes, he did, because Annabelle and me and him were originally on the Scrabble board.
It's
and
not cheating. It says, do you want the computer to have a name? Should have got one.
Yes, it did, of course. Yes.
That's cheating.
It's not.
He's delighted.
You've called the computer mommy. Ha-ha. You're cheating.
Yes.
Played
me one day and it played Annabelle
one
day. No,
she's too young.
Mummy was in the kitchen here and the computer played me.
Then you made your own time.
It's wonderful, but I do like the educational games, preferably to the fun games.
And then you made it Tanner and it was so slow.
Slow when?
It's slow when you don't have the computer just doing it on its own. It's really slow.
Is it bargain, but somebody's looking for a dining suite? Italian style dining room suite, beautifully carved, ornate design with four chairs and two carvers. Railing upholstered, cost £2,995, offers around 600 accepted.
Isn't that excellent?
£3,500, 600.
Is there a production?
This is an Italian style dining room suite.
It'll be pretty. I like my lovely old-fashioned mahogany table and chair. The leather seats.
£3,000
It would be a lot for young people, Grant.
This is Nelson's
but
modern
never they've
grey.
Got it for that much. Pardon?
Nelson's modern grey leather three-piece suite, 7 months old, cost 1,800.
Mum bought her leather suite. I think it was at Maitland's, a lovely shop where we in Prisborough.
Yes. What? Come in.
And Mum was a lot of money for her suit. I still prefer my green Chesterfield Bobby. And it gets so much rougher treatment, but they mellow. I think it's a wonderful buy. You thought it was a lot of money at the time when we bought it. What, 30
Dad,
years
if ago? I still had my wee tractor, Annabelle could go outside and play in it.
Come on, baby.
I still got
Bobby, her dappers will be wet. That's her slippers. My little dappers. Close the door, darling.
Mom! You trying to stop her?
Have you brought that into Mummy, the twigs?
Yes, darling.
I've still got the red trailer from my tractor, and I fixed on teens once. I fixed on teens.
The red trailer?
But Grandad Jack put my red tractor away in the dump and it got smashed up by a digger.
Why did Grandad put it in the dump or the
bucket?
I got
too big for it. I don't know.
You have a little red tractor, could you sit in it? Oh, the red one in the trailer.
Yeah.
You should have been Newborough.
Yeah, but...
Oh,
last week. He said he booked up.
I got ready.
2 weeks in October, the same time as we get to Saturdays. He hasn't actually booked a flight yet, but he's got the villa. There's a lady a few doors along. I wonder if she's got a villa in... It's near Orlando.
What? Is it her villa? He cleans her
windows. My horse!
Yes, he cleans her windows as well. Her name's Anne. Because he mentioned Anne, and I said that the lady
lives
in America.
My horse ran away, so I got a...
Remember last year when they went to America, him and his young wife, Shirley?
So was her fellow he had last year?
She might be younger than me. No, but he'd mentioned to her, and he said if he wanted to book again, that she could let him her fill up. So it's free for October, the complete month of October, and he has to book the flight.
No,
yeah, because it's really
not
so expensive.
Well, you know that, I might be hungry if you want to. Did he tell you how much he charged?
Yes, the last time you saw Raymond, remember he said it was much further. I think there's going to be six this time. There's Raymond and his wife, and his wife Shelley's, I think, brother and his wife, and little baby, and then there'll be somebody else. So there'll be six people. So they've got to book a flight, but they might book it the other time, and hopefully they'll get a cheaper flight. He's tried direct flights and so on, but he thought £400, £450 was a bit much, although they'll get the villa so cheaply.
Yeah.
So he goes in the tavern, and you were counting the days till you went, and same time as us, September the 30th, first 2 weeks in October, Bobby. First 2 weeks in October. But that's what he wants just now. But if he can get the flight then, it could end up being the second and third, or the third and fourth week. But Alan says it's free the whole month. Well, he can, because he's a self-employed. He's a lovely young chap, Bobby. He's a nice young man, I like him. Very sweet, chappy. If you can say a man's sweet. You can have this, darling.
Then somebody put your wife in it, and my gun dropped, so you had it, but I still had a whip.
Gun drops?
Where did you get this gun from?
Oh, Bobby, I said when you came in, we made it to school.
Well,
Grant was on the loft this morning.
That's my whip. No, you said Candle Awakens.
It could have been
Dad, but the postman could have picked them up.
No, it's not numbered. How old did you grow up, Annabelle?
10. I'm going to 3, 4, and 5.
You're going to be pilot. Fly through the air.
'Cause my daughter feels needs a break and then she can relax or else get some things done. Last year, I remember, she did up some of the bedrooms and them decorated. Her brother decorated them. And also, she did the tables. Remember, she stripped back some tables and varnished them and she made a lovely job. The one in her...
She did amazing bells, Myra.
Her conservatory, the one in her...
She's got
her late 70s, isn't she? No, she would be 67.
Is she?
Ah, well, she might be 68 this year, but she's...
What's
Bill? She's slightly younger than Dad. My dad's 69. Bill's 75.
75?
We went to his 71st birthday. Silly Daddy. And that was October or November, I think. If I remember rightly.
And what do you put after that?
There's no blind date,
no,
is it?
No, it's finished, I think, until October.
That's the blind date, isn't it?
That's
the last program.
It's the best of the clips.
Oh,
what do you put after that?
What do I enjoy blind date? and Queen.
Best of mind, these cinnamon black split at the fun as she looks back at some of the funniest moments and success stories from her matchmaking series.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I think she's up.
See, there's my license.
That's your license? Right. It's expired. It's at a date.
Oh, who did you write, Grant? 91.
That hasn't got a date on it.
Oh.
Can I get the pen?
Daddy's naughty.
It's up in tall.
I'm sure he's bad to his prisoners, Grant.
But when does it expire?
No, I think that I can look.
The
2000, the year 2000.
The year 2000. The running, jumping, and standing still for. Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan as seen by.
Bestsellers, Bobby, yes. Bestsellers, I think it starts for tonight.
Well, bestsellers at 9 o'clock.
Get my license!
At 10:15, this film started then.
There's my, that's where,
right, that's what
I like him as a Pink Panther.
There's no name on it, that could be Emily's license.
Grant, could you lean on the book, please? We write on the table.
Mom, I just spell Ashley.
A-S-H-L-E-Y. Grant, you spelled your name.
I've got
often enough in the shooting your middle name.
S-H-L-E-Y.
Grant Ashley Farquharson.
E-Y. And Farquharson.
F-A-R.
Q-U-H.
A-R.
E-R-S-O-N.
S-O-N.
Farquharson. Right, let's have a look then. Expires in the year 2000. That actually, it doesn't say when it starts though. Maybe it doesn't start till next year, doesn't it?
No!
Help him, Bobby. He's just a little.
Is it summer?
Daddy's naughty. Bobby. If they repair the car, maybe in the next hour or so.
The way we're talking, I think it's going to be 5 o'clock.
Do you think so? I thought we're going to get a little drive.
Oh,
it's a bleak, dismal day, but I thought, well,
right.
Too late to go to Glasgow.
But it doesn't say you've paid your money.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lovely time in the train the other day, didn't we, darling, on Thursday?
It's
she loves the train, Bob. She absolutely loves the train.
You love the train? Good, good. You love the train?
Oh,
what's the train say?
Princess.
Doot doot.
Doot doot. What's your princess? Remember one day Mummy forgot to put on your brake in the pushchair, Bob, and she went whizzing across the train, Bobby.
Shit.
So I bought her some fruit parcels again. Just while we're waiting for the train. But funny enough, the last few times
that's
we've been at the station, Bobby,
eat.
The train's gone past and it's gone up to Clarkston, which is 5 minutes up the road, and then you've got to wait till it comes back again.
So
passes through Edgley, and then it goes up to Clarkston. That's on the road up to Sheena's farm. And then it comes back. So, it's usually 25 to 11, the train
that's
I get. It's just plenty time, really. The time I get to Glasgow, 20
right.
minutes or so. Get some shopping done, then have afternoon tea, baby and me, and then come back for Grant. But the other day I was late, I got back at 4:15, so...
Okay, that qualifies you then.
Grant had his key.
Can I get my weapons back?
So he was delighted to be...
Right, okay.
Independent.
Because I need them to find all the baddies.
My get it all. Do it there? No,
he seems to be terribly restless.
Right.
Do you want
you
to
go
draw,
your
Daddy?
Your
do you want to draw?
Can you go your horsey?
Do you want some cow paw? Mummy, give you some cow paw?
Do you want your football?
I put on a little panties and...
You asked me, Dad.
I'm so upset.
What?
You asked me if I've got
week of the train?
Yeah, last time what's the license for the gun?
How much is the license for the gun? It's £100.
Yeah, but what's the license? Yeah, what's the license for the gun?
What's the license for the gun?
That's her cowpaw finished.
We'll miss church tomorrow because you've got to work.
Oh, but you'll take the prisoners to church.
You can go, Mrs. Sir.
Pardon?
You can go, Mrs. Sir.
Grant.
We'll
go next. I try to get every 3 weeks to church.
Look at your bulbs, young man. Mummy, I'll water them just before bedtime.
Flying through the air. La da 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 da. La 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 la. La da 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 da.
Mummy, Grant was a sponge in your bedroom, Daddy.
No, it's in the plaiden.
Is it in the plaiden?
On the blackboard.
Look, I'll put it in the cabinet box. Grant's sponge. Can you remember one time when Mrs. Murray, when we lived in Newborough, Bobby? And Mrs. Murray and Mr. Murray came in one night for drinks and tea and coffee. And she said Isabel Aiken gave Cindy, and remember Cindy, that chocolate coloured lab girl? And she gave Cindy a sponge. Isabel, she was putting on the weight, a considerable amount of weight. And Mrs. Murray wondered why she was getting so fat. And she was only six then. And Isabel Aiken gave her sponges. But it's before she said she was getting fat, she said she saw her one day and she had a huge sponge in her mouth. And I said, an edible.